to Elevated Impressions.
Welcome to Elevated Impressions. This is Sean, and today I am elevated on a hybrid breed called Florida Days.
And this is Cal, and today I'm elevated on a sativa breed called Super Silver Haze. Thank you for joining us today on Elevated Impressions, where we're going to be doing our review for season one of House of the Dragon. And unfortunately, this is going to be our last discussion for House of the Dragon for like 2 years, so it's going to be sad, but let's get through this, Sean. Yeah. All right. So as we know, for our reviews, we do four categories. We have characters, visuals, story, and then other. Our first three categories we'll be rating off of 5 clouds. The other is a 1 cloud based off of additional, you know, interesting parts or facts that we found from the show that we want to give it a little bit more credit for. So if you're here in this review, you should know what House of the Dragon is already, but let's give you a quick recap. House of the Dragon tells the story of the Targaryen household from the transfer of power from Jaehaerys to Viserys. And then through Viserys' bloodline and ultimately leading to what's considered or called the Dance of the Dragon. And this will then ultimately lead to the downfall of the Targaryen household itself. That's why it's been called House of the Dragon. Throughout the series, we met various characters and we got a lot of the backstory in terms to these bloodlines and the political, you know, tie-ins that go along with it. Just think Game of Thrones, but focused on the Targaryens. So let's get us all started here. Overall, Sean, what is your general impressions for House of the Dragon season one?
Loved it. It was fucking amazing. It was amazing. It just was fucking amazing.
Okay, I completely agree. It was an absolutely amazing show. I liked how they picked up and tried to also heal some of the wounds from the original Game of Thrones in it too. That they did there. So let's jump into this review. Since you're here, this is your spoiler warning. So let's get it rolling. Now, first up, let's get started with, this is a hard one. Let's go with visuals. We'll keep it the simple route first. So in this show for me, the visuals, 9.8 times out of 10 was amazing. Whenever they showed a dragon, like the introduction scene with Rhaenyra riding in on Sidorax, the visuals for the city and how it transfers throughout time, how certain areas for the Red Keep were built up, or how they eventually changed it to have more motifs for the Seven after Alicent did her madness. Even the death scenes that we had in here, that final scene with poor Luke, I loved every piece of the visual aspects of the show, and also the armor, like the Daemon's tourney armor, the, you know, armor for the city guard versus the Night's Watch, for the city guard versus the King's Guard. I loved everything about this, minus one or two little areas. There was the scene where Rhaenys was coming up on her dragon and busted through the floor of the dragon pit. That was a little rough and choppy. There was, was that it? I think that was the only CGI scene that I had a problem with. Yeah. Other than that, I think everything else in the show was pretty good. I loved the imagery for all the different cities that we go to. I don't know. There's really nothing that I hated about it. And like, I'm remembering now, Vaemond, when he's chopped his head in half and shit, and how that was set up, and it just looked so clean cut. I loved it. So overall, I'm going to give House of the Dragons a 4.9 flaps.
Love it. Awesome. Cute. I also love the visuals. I thought they were great. However, I did have a problem with some other things. And I have to point these out because the visuals were so great in some areas that when they weren't great, it was such like a stark contrast that it was awful. And one of them was, like you said, when Rhaenys and Maelys came up from the thing and it looked very early 2000s with the smoke and the bricks falling all over the place. And then right after that, when she flew out of that place and they shrunk the dragon to fit it through the doors, awful. When there were some CGI errors earlier on in the show, like for instance, when they forgot to do the CGI for Viserys's hand to show that he only had two fingers or whatever the case was, on the first episode when I'm just trying to remember these off the top of my head. I think it was in the first episode when what's that girl's name? Rhaenyra gets off of her dragon for the first time. There was a CGI blunder on the dragon's neck where it was like something that just wasn't supposed to be there. So anyways, the graphics were great, but like the places where they weren't, they just weren't, and it just like really was disappointing. I'm gonna give it a 4.
Now that you talked about fingers and stuff and I'm remembering, yes, this is very true. I forgot about Viserys' fingers entirely. So I'm gonna adjust my because I completely forgot about them fingers. So I'm gonna give it a 4.5 claps.
Okay.
Visuals. Next up, let's go into characters. We might as well go there. For characters, I'll let you lead this one off. I think you'd like characters more.
Yes, I love the characters. I thought they were fantastic. I've seen a lot of people complaining about them online because they felt like some characters were gone before they really got to like get to know them. Some characters, you know, aged up too fast. And, you know, as we know, we did have a major change from episode 5 to 6 when both Rhaenyra and Alicent aged up. But you know what? I loved it. I loved every single piece of it. I thought the choices that they made with the characters and the time that we spent with the characters was very intentional. I think, you know, like I've been saying this entire season, they showed us the things that we needed to see so that now that we're in the Dance of Dragons, it's all going to make sense. And from here on out, we've got our core characters and we're going to, you know, really stick with them and grow with them. There will also be some that are going to be introduced later that are going to play some important roles, but I think they did a great job of building out this initial cast, and I think the acting was phenomenal. 5.
I have to agree with everything you said there in terms to the choices for the actors, the acting throughout the show, the transitions in time for how these characters developed is something that I called out in the beginning when we were talking about, like, you know, what they could do to fill in from the book. And I was like, I really hope that they would show us that relationship piece between Rhaenyra and Alicent, because it was kind of talked about but never really delved into in the book. And they build in that relationship between these characters so that when you see that break, that, you know, change in their dynamic, it made sense. It was like, okay, now I know why this person hates that person. And like the combat between Daemon and Otto Hightower, like that relationship and how much they hated each other, it was displayed so well and acted out so great. And like even Viserys and his character, how he developed over time and how you can see he always strived for that family unison, no matter what people did, he always came back around and was like, I'm down for family. Like the ending scene where they're at the dinner and stuff like that. He was like, you know, this is like a Fast and Furious movie. Like, oh, look at it. Look at him for the family. And I loved how they developed that. And then you have like the side characters that even did some great stuff. Yes, some of them didn't last too long, but like Joffrey, the Knight of the Flowers or whatever his name is, that Sir Chris is headed. For those few moments that we saw him, he was very much an interesting character. You kind of like, okay, you seem cool. Oh, wait, maybe you might be dumb. Oh, shit, now you're dead. Well, oh, that one. Now we know why you're dead, because you were dumb. You seemed cool. You did some dumb shit. Now you're dead. That can make sense. There's the same thing with Sir Harwin Strong. He always had that more supportive role for Rhaenyra throughout it, so it made sense why he ended up getting with her at the end. But when he died, it was like, damn, I kind of wish we'd see more of Harwin Strong versus Kristen Cole, but that's not the point of the show. That's not what we needed to see more of. Like, they got us through the point where we get to see the main characters develop more and see the ties and relationships that made them who they were. And I loved it. Like, Rhaenyra was always Rhaenyra. Like, she always talked too goddamn much and said the wrong thing at the wrong time. And it's like, yep, that's what's going to get you in trouble. And then it got her in trouble. And it was like, yeah, okay. It makes sense. So I really enjoyed the characters as well. So I'm also going to give that a 5. All right. For the big piece here, the story. There was, as you said, time skips throughout the story. We got to see Rhaenyra and Alicent when they were younger, again when they were teens. We get to see their adult age, their children, even their children's children. And the story was, in my opinion, very succinct in how they built it out. You got to see the reign of Viserys, how that developed into it, what caused his reign from Jaehaerys, and then, you know, how it ties into the conflict that's going to happen in the end, where a woman should sit the Iron Throne is the big theme of the show for forever. And they built that in. They like really showed off the different pieces that made that an important fact and gave you that understanding that in this world, no matter what's going to happen, that motto is going to reign true. Even when they showed you some of the insights into King's Landing, where Daemon and Rhaenyra are out on a walk and they saw that play, I feel like those are nice little plot pieces they tossed in there to let you know that, hey, it's not just the royal and, you know, the noble nobility in this world that believes this. Even the common folk think that, nah, the woman shouldn't sit in the throne. They build in the relationships between characters. So you get to see like how that story pans out, like from, as I said before, Otto and Daemon. And then you have Aemon and Luke and Jace, like the different pieces of what causes those conflicts and how it keeps building up. And no matter what you do, it's going to end up at the same place. And they started to kick it off. We're saying that, you know, the only thing that could destroy the House of the Dragon was itself. And that's literally what happened in the show. And I loved how they built it all in. I loved also the little extra conflicts they tossed in with like Pentos and the Crab Theater and like how those wars kind of influence certain areas of this show, but they didn't spend too much time on it where it took away from it. Like, you know, we got one episode battles, and they tossed in some cool set pieces from those aspects, like the guy getting stomped on by Daemon's dragon and shit, Daemon getting hit with the arrow, the way. Now, I kind of wish some of it was a little bit. I wish we did get to see like Daemon versus the Crab Eater or something like that, like a little fight, you know, in there, but that's neither here nor there. It doesn't take away from too much of the story, in my opinion. Overall, I think it was really well done, and I'm going to give it a 4.8 clouds.
Yeah, I loved the story. I think when we, you know, were talking, when we were gearing up for House of the Dragon, I kept repeating this quote from George R.R. Martin, where he said that he feels like the show writers took his book and made it even better. And now that I've watched season one, 100% agree. 100% agree. It really was great. And I was worried, especially after how I felt about the final season of Game of Thrones. I thought they did a really fantastic job with this show. You know, I've been saying it all season. They showed us the shit we needed to see so that the rest of this makes sense. And you know what? I might be a little biased because I read the book, so I know what's coming, so I know how great the setup is. But if you struggle to watch this season, and you know what? I struggled to watch the first couple of seasons of Game of Thrones. But after going, you know, after watching how the show played back and then going back and watching season one of Game of Thrones, perfection. So I feel like after, you know, once we get these next couple of seasons coming through, if season one was rough for you to get through, just hold on and then come back and you will see how much work and effort they went into this first season to make sure that everything else that comes after is just going to be chef's kiss. So it's going to get a 5 from me.
All right. Now, what about others, Sean? Do you have anything for the other category that you wanted to add in?
Mm-mm.
For me, I am going to compliment the music. I absolutely love the different themes that they tossed in here, like the little remix on the original Game of Thrones song when they're playing the background when Rhaenyra was first coming in, and how they use it whenever something is going off and you can hear that theme song start trending in and you're like, ah, shit, it's going wrong. And I liked how they didn't use music. Like when you think about the final scene with Aemon and Luke, there was like no background music. It was all just straight dragon background sound and fighting. Like, great. I'm going to give it a half a cloud for that one. I think it was great, but it's not like the... I think they could have done better, right, with utilizing some of the remix aspects of it, but I still think it was great.
Agreed. I think they should have used that for the title.
Yep, agreed. Like, that would have clinched this for me. Putting that into the title would have been amazing. All right. So with the House of the Dragon season one, Sean, you gave this show a total of 14 clouds. I gave it a total of 14.8 clouds, which makes our elevated impression average score for House of the Dragon season one, 4.8 clouds. What do you think about that, Sean?
Let's see here. I'm looking at our other scores to see how that stacks up.
Gen Log,
it's in the top. Euphoria season two beat it, and I can't even complain about that. So that, but another HBO show. Listen, HBO got the shows, honey, except for Titans. But HBO got the shows.
You know, they're trying with the Titans. They are trying.
Yeah, they are.
I love
the show.
I think so too. I can't wait for the next season. I cannot wait to see what they do. And how they show more dragons, and that's what we wanted. And you know, I like these characters. Like, one thing I will definitely compare it to for season one of Game of Thrones is, in season one of Game of Thrones, you had the characters that you knew you would like, and a little bit of who you would hate. Like, you got one or two of them. This puts these motherfuckers solid. Like, you know, you're gonna hate this motherfucker for the rest of this show. Like, the hatred for Alice.
Okay, you know what? You know what? I want to. Since you brought that up, they said that they were going to make this show so that you couldn't hate somebody too much. They said they didn't.
No way! How? I don't see how. Like, I understand what they're saying, right? Because this one's a more of a gray area when you think about the stakes at it, right? Because Allison has her children at stake. Rhaenyra has her children at stake. Because we all know when one family takes over from power, they kill the other bloodline to ensure that, you know, kind of competition, all that shit. That's just what they do in this time. But, like, I hate Allison.
Yeah. I know people who hate Rhaenyra.
Oh, yes. We know this, too. I see it all over the world, online. And that's what I'm saying. Like, they built in these character models so solidified that you got the sense of who this character was, and you knew I'm going to hate you. I'm absolutely going to fucking hate you. Like, Laris Strong, I hate that man. Little creepy,
pathetic nasty
motherfucker. I hate him. I hate him. So, like, I think they did a great job with building in those archetypes and letting you see the downfall of what's going to happen going forward.
Yeah, I can't wait. And, you know, I know there's some people who are angry that, you know, it's not coming back until 2024, but that's fine by me. Take your time. Make us another masterpiece.
I completely agree. No, not really. I really want it back, man. what am I going to do now?
You're going to have to go back to our mediocre shows. And hopefully they get better. Well, this is Sean.
And this is Cal. Thanks for joining us today. Don't forget to like and subscribe. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, Zippy Stream, and wherever else you get your podcasts. Thanks for flying with us, folks, and see you next time in Elevated Impressions.
Thanks for flying with Elevated Impressions.